It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon. I thought I had every base covered. I changed all the appliance clocks before I went to sleep on Saturday night. All the other clocks were set to automatically drop an hour for daylight saving time. And so I slept and woke up and all the clocks were correct with two exceptions, my iPhone and my Apple Watch. They were both an hour behind, and I guessed that the problem came up because I had been traveling all day Saturday and set foot in no less than three time zones. So I Googled the problem and tried everything, like toggling airplane mode and taking the phone on and off the network, and nothing worked. And I didn't want to set it manually because I travel and I wanted to reset when I changed time zones, so I gave up and went running. And away from my house, the time was correct, which meant that it wasn't the phone and watch, it was the cell tower. And it wasn't just the cell tower, it was the little femtocell box that we have in the house to boost the signal. Whenever I unplug it, the time's right. Turn it back on and we're behind an hour. Resets aren't working either, but at least I know what the problem is. But the problem really is that we're so dependent on technology to do things for us, we're lost if it goes bad. And it's worse if you're like most people and you don't really know what to do when a device goes bad other than to take it to the shop. Maybe it was better when we had to change the clocks ourselves. If we woke up at the wrong time the next day, at least we'd know who to blame. Another report coming tomorrow at noon Eastern if my clock's fixed by then. For now, that's enough.